Greetings, geeks. This is episode 832 of Geeks in Space. I am Rob Commander Taco Molda, and I am joined today by the one and only Rob Roseboom.
Hello.
And the two and only Chris DeBona.
The two? What? Are you saying I'm fat, man? That's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
I can't see dude, you below the shoulders.
Dude, you know? What, do you need proof of life? You need me to take my pants off? That's really weird. You know, Molda, that's how people get canceled.
That is how people get canceled.
I'm just saying. Stop telling people to take their pants off.
It's not mandatory. It's just...
mandatory. Mm-hmm.
Pants are optional, baby.
Mm-hmm. So what the many listeners of this podcast don't know is we had one of those little toast apps, you know, that pops up a notification at VA Linux. And it was pants on, pants off. So, you know, we would send a network-wide pants on alert for us all. Because it's time to be serious workers, you know, so pants on.
But
and then
be like when
pants off.
Dignitaries would arrive.
Correct.
Well, so there was a time, I think it was Andy Grove of Intel was visiting VA Linux. This is when we were doing all the compiler work for Itanium and they were an investor in VA Linux. And so Andy Grove comes by and he's being shown around and this jackass gets on the PA system on all the phones in the office and just says the stupidest thing. I don't even remember what it was, but it was one of those things where, okay, everybody, we're going to go to lunch. You know, be there, be some dumb swear shit, you know? And we're just like, and Andy Grove's like, you got one of them, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Andy would know.
Yeah.
I think Intel probably has whole departments of those.
Yeah. Probably.
You don't become the biggest microprocessor creator in the 90s by having normies running the show. Or the normies.
Yeah, right.
The normies are the people in the boardrooms who just make everything more profitable and ultimately worse. It's the freak shows in the basement who are coming up with the weird shit that makes it work.
Yep. You ain't wrong.
See, that sounds like the sort of thing that maybe we could have got away with in our office, because we never had more than like 10 people in our office. And
y'all wore pants mostly.
I mean, despite mostly. What my signature...
Every time I visited, you were wearing pants. That's what I'm going to say.
And my signature file for 25 years has been some version of pants are optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing sweatpants right now, so I'm still good. Let's get to the news so we don't run over our time limits today. Live action One Punch Man. Apparently Dan Harmon has been pulled on for screenwriting duties.
Oh yeah.
Which, you know, I'm a big fan of the Dan Harmon. I think Community is, I've said this before, I think Community might be my favorite sitcom ever.
Yeah.
You know, Rick and Morty's cool. And I really like One Punch Man, although I never saw season two. I should really watch it.
I don't know what One Punch Man was in the first place. It's my understanding that in One Punch Man, they talk about the One Punch Man video game. And then they, in a different video, they talked about the sequel to the video game. So now they're making a third version of One Punch Man, the video game, but there was never a first or second. And now they're coming out with the movie, which is based on the video game's reference to One Punch Man. So there's a live action movie coming, right? But apparently it's like, it's being promoted as a sequel to the first movie that was only referenced in the video game that was only created because it was referenced in something else. It's like, wow. And it's one of those things where I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm high enough to enjoy this.
Fair enough.
I don't think I'm on the vibe. So I'm cool with missing it.
We can fix that. You are in the right state.
I am in the right state. And actually the local dispensary, I think it's for sale. You know, so, you know, if I wanted to get into that business.
If the video game industry doesn't pan out, you can go into the weed sales.
Yeah, but, you know, it'd be like me. I would buy a weed shop and everyone would just decide they weren't going to smoke any more weed. You know,
No, done with weed now. Now it's all just baloney.
Madness. And then I'd start importing mortadella and be like, well, not that kind. We want the really crappy kind.
I really liked the One Punch Man show, and I just wanted to share one of the weirdest things about that show is that for some reason, one of my kids got into it at a really young age, and This was before we could find a subtitled version or a dubbed version of it. So I just remember watching the subtitled version of One Punch Man and having to read the subtitles aloud to my kids. Okay. And Kat and I would take turns reading it because that was like what the kids wanted to watch. That was fun. But it's a fun show. But I should see it.
Yeah, you should. I'm reading the next story on the BBC.
The divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is they mention here, the firm's head, Aisha Vardag, said the judge's decision effectively meant the computer says no, you're divorced. And that's a reference to, I think it's the Young Ones. You know, there's a scene where somebody goes in and they're like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. The computer says no. What do you mean it says no? No. The computer says no. You know, so.
I didn't know you watched the Young Ones.
Was it the Young Ones or was it the computer says no?
We'll never know.
Little Britain.
Oh, all right. Well, so the story is that this couple was the wrong file was clicked on by the lawyer. And apparently the wrong couple got divorced because some lawyer opened the wrong file, submitted it. And apparently divorce is a lot easier in the UK than here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was going through customs, and I think I was momentarily divorced.
Oops.
Which was very disturbing because, you know, I get on pretty good with my wife, you know. But you know, it's just, you know, when you're in Britain, I guess I'm single. No, I'm kidding.
Everybody's single in Britain.
Everybody's single in Britain.
That's why Britishing is so popular.
Is that like French kissing?
Don't Google it.
Well, sometimes.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, no, don't Google it.
Well, at least not in an incognito window, maybe.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, yeah, incognito, because Intel or Google has proven themselves so trustworthy when it comes to the incognito. Anyway, that's a funny story. Oopsie. The next one, there's been a bunch of those Panavision AI recreations of different movies in different styles. This is The Matrix. And it actually looks the part. I do like these.
I mean, it's one of those things, just go watch it. It's so much fun. And yeah, and it's not.
The Matrix.
Ah, crap. Anyway, yeah, so I'm just going to. I'll send this to the general channel. It's so much fun. They got the style super right. You know, and they have like, you know, I mean, she's like right out of a Jerry Anderson show, like 99 or something, you know,
it's 1999. The sets. I mean, they got the look down. The AI has just been trained to do this stuff now so well.
Yeah.
The mods are great.
I mean, here's the kid bending the spoon. It's like, it's really well done.
And like the lighting and everything. Like
he looks like a crappy 50s, you know. Yeah. Right. He was doing a Western last week. He's doing this week, you know. It's like, you know.
Good for him. He's hard working in the AI. In the
was journey. This actually made by an AI?
It has to be, right?
Well, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it couldn't be.
So if you actually if you watch the video without the sound, like the way that it's framed and everything, it's clearly like humans didn't do this. It's like
it's got filters like crazy. Yeah, it's saying Midjourney. Yeah. Let's see now.
It just looks like that.
All images were created by me using Midjourney. I did the voiceover in 11 labs. I animated all the characters. Lastly, I wrote the script myself. Okay, cool.
No, it looks the part and it's fun.
That's really cool.
The next one that we have on the list is a paintball security camera, which is probably fine, right? You can.
Well, you saw that you can upgrade it and have it shoot tear gas.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That maybe not so good, but yeah.
I mean, so the paint balls that it ships with apparently are like UV dyed, so that, you know, you can look at them later. It's like a dye pack, you know, and it's like. Yep. Yeah, I'm not so sure about this. Yeah, I mean, cool. I mean, it's cool. Let's get real. It's cool. Yeah. You know, I'm super into it, but it's also, is this a good idea?
I was hoping this was more in the joke category than in the real category, yeah. But in my neighborhood, we got a lot of dog walkers, and it would be really sad if, like, dogs got
every one of them needs to get hit. Yeah, you know what it is? You turn it around, right? You say, how can this be a force for good, right? And so what you do with it is the paintballs should have like a bacon in them, you know, bacon bits. Ooh, and yeah. So, and like, instead of, I mean, actually paintballs already have a gelatin cover, you know, they're meant to be, well, they're meant to be, you know, biodegradable and the rest, right?
Make them flavored for like in fun dog.
Yeah. Covers. No, I mean, if you listen, if you fill it with bacon or pork or, you know, pulled pork, you know, with or catnip for the cats, you know, it's like you can, you know, you could turn a potential problem into friendship.
All right.
Right. Like, and then that. The dogs are, they're going to tell all the other dogs, everyone's going to come over to your house. Like, dude, my dog loves your house. I don't know why. And, you know, when I was hit by that paintball with pork in it, I was kind of, and then, you know, your Muslim neighbors be like, can you switch to beef? And you're like, all right, yeah, okay, I can do that. You know,
like fantasy. I mean,
who needs AI to write these scripts?
Then you switch it up and you start packing with peanut butter and make raccoon friends.
Oh, yeah.
And like little kids who didn't get lunch.
Oh, who was the guy? Not
candy. Here's a Reese's Pieces kid.
There was that guy who was the friend to all the animals, Captain something. I don't know. And no, it was a TV show.
Like, Adams?
Whatever. You
Dr.
know.
Doolittle?
Yeah, I think it was Dr. Doolittle, actually. I remember he had a PhD. Anyway, the point is, this could be the beginning of a wonderful story.
Or,
you know? And it's like an M. Night Shyamalan twist, you know? It starts because he's like really upset that those mean thieves keep coming around. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to help the dogs out. And then the dogs, and through there, no one steals anything from him. Because he's like, oh, we're not going to the house with all the dogs. Are you crazy? Oh, I don't want to get bit.
Those are good dogs.
Boom.
Then,
you know?
A bunch of stoners fill it with whoppers and just stand in the front yard and just shoot malted chocolate in their face until they pass out.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure stoners are not against a little meatball, you know, sure. It's a meatball thrower,
you're gonna
right?
It with IKEA.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you go to IKEA, I mean, you buy the
you get the little security signs, you know, house protected by IKEA.
Yeah. I mean,
meatballs though, you're gonna want it to be refrigerated.
And we just got our first sponsor for the show. Bam!
It's a little bulky. Yep. There we go.
All right. Give us a call, IKEA.
I mean, like what other ball shaped foods, you know, should we put in this thing, you know? Like it's around Easter, we can put the little like a modified
Cadbury
version
eggs.
Of the Cadbury eggs. Yeah. We could, you know, around Christmas, it could shoot decorative candies in the shape of Christmas ornaments.
Mine just shoots deviled eggs.
Scottish eggs?
Scotch eggs. Yeah. I mean, it writes itself.
This is going to be delicious.
I don't even need to go to ChatGPT for this one.
Nope.
It's easy. This is no space garbage man.
Nope.
Little teeny dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wontons.
Wontons. Yeah, I mean, and it translates to all cultures. Every culture has a wonton or a dumpling or a gnocchi or you name it, right?
Pierogi.
A pierogi.
They all have it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've named, 7 billion people? An empanada. It could fling empanadas.
Oh, I'm going to the empanada house.
And we just need 1% and we'll be wildly successful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And just think of all the sponsors for the TV show.
We skipped up to
empanada makers, meatball makers, IKEA.
So much profit.
I think we already made $1 billion.
Excellent. Let me check my portfolio. Nope.
check your wallets.
Nope. Bitcoin.
Meanwhile, this company's gonna go out of business in like 5 minutes. You know.
All right. So Linus got sick of KConfig not handling tabs properly, so he inserted a bunch of random tabs.
Yep.
That's classy. I like that.
Yeah, it was really funny. So I saw Linus dies 2 days ago and we were joking about this. You know, tabs and spaces and all that.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. That's how you solve problems. You take action. there's another one. There's a PuTTY security thing that popped up recently.
You know, a lot of people use PuTTY, so
they do.
You know.
But they shared. We've talked about this picture before. This old XKCD. The problem with this one was that apparently it was used an old version of a key which was like 510 bytes and 521 bytes, and then somebody upgraded to a newer library, like. Years and years and years ago, which had more bytes.
Yeah, and so they just padded it with zeros.
And they just padded it with zeros. So for all these years, Putty's been running with like eight fewer characters or eight fewer digits of precision of binary randomness. I don't know.
It could only take 10 trillion years to decode it as opposed to 10 trillion and one.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's all going to work out. I think that the AI is going to learn how to crack it, though, and we're all going to be doing
well. I mean, so the real question is the way they did their padding actually just a reduction in their depth, was it actually one of those ones that actually compromises keys?
No,
because of how they implemented it. Yeah,
it was just okay. It was just like we just glued a bunch of zeros onto the end to make it fit.
It's like the Heil Hitler thing in the Enigma machines. When they knew what they were saying at the end of all those messages, it gave them a leg up on their decryption.
You just got us demonetized, dude. Where all of our profits for this episodes are gone.
I'm sorry. Do we have any profits from these episodes?
The only profits we have is the friends we made along the way.
Well, I mean, that's why we do this, right? I mean, why have you been doing it since 1998? You know, it's not because, you know, our massive fan base
or incredibly
lucrative sponsorships from Blumper. You know,
monetarily, it may not be the best, but
Blumper bucks.
But friendship wise, I value it. And I value all of our listeners, all of our friends, Shane, Tom, Ombaloo, you know, Magnum PI, you know, all that stuff. You know,
we are rich in goodwill.
We're doing it for y'all. We're doing it for us. We're doing it for each other.
That's right.
But, you know, like, I know a lot of people with like enormous followings on YouTube and stuff. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Sounds like hell. You know?
Well, I think about this a lot because, like, it used to be that we would post a story. I would post a story on Slashdot and have 20 emails in my box, like, within 60 seconds about things. And, like, I can't, like, I've been there. I don't need that. I really don't. Like, although I do like, you know, when people pay me to do things. That's nice. I like when money flows. That's good. Hey, you remember we talked last time about that piece of stuff that fell onto the guy's house in Florida? And they were thinking it might be from the ISS. Well, it was.
Well, it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, where was that one? Oh, there it is. Yeah. But it was Florida, so he tried to smoke meth with it. And
He turned into a bong.
Dude, this is
open up the space station battery.
Dude.
This is the short circuit reboot you've been waiting for. Way less racist.
Number five alive and super high.
There's a lot of people in blackface, and I don't think they know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have been watching Succession lately, and Fisher Stevens is in that.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, I'm like,
oh, I know, right?
And I recently watched Hackers again too. And it's like Fisher Stevens now, like Kid Me didn't realize what that movie was, what was happening there, because Kid Me didn't know who that actor was. Adult Me can't see that actor now and not think about it.
Well, I mean, honestly, he was really good in Succession. He was really good. He's a good actor.
He's for sure a good
actor. And I think he said, like, yeah, that whole Indian thing, that was lamentable.
He was a kid.
Yeah.
He wanted work.
Well, what was the... He was in something else when he was younger. Honestly, his role as the skateboard riding, you know, sysadmin guy in Hackers was also just... It was iconic. I mean, it really was.
It's bonkers.
He's hilarious.
I like that one. So there's a all-terrain exoskeleton suit.
Yeah, I saw it. So this is a Chinese-made one, as opposed to the... because there's been a couple local ones, you know, domestic ones, American. You know, so... Yeah, it's interesting.
83 pounds.
Yeah, they're heavy, you know.
But 16 miles an hour. I can't run 16 miles an hour.
I don't think you can run 16 miles an hour in this either, but, you know, you're welcome to try. So
I can do 3 miles on my elliptical before I want to kill myself. I'm sorry, well, unalive myself.
Yes, that's how the kids say it today.
I don't want to get demonetized twice.
When I look at this, so there's a version of this that's for lifting things, you know, where it augments your ability to lift.
Like
the problem with this is it assumes that your knees and your ankles and your calves and your shins and your feet are up for it. I mean, this is only operating on the top. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm not sure that's all that useful. Now, if they had said, what we do is we use the energy from your own body to help your lifting shit. Okay, sure. But without further support, lower down the leg, this thing's just going to, it's going to mess you up.
Dude, I wouldn't touch it. I want to run 16 miles an hour.
You're not going to be able to do it.
Well, here's the thing. If you just go down the road at like 30, open your door and just get out. For a while, you will be going 16 miles an hour.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever fallen off of a moving car? It's not that fun.
No, it's true.
Well, when I think about, you know, my last ski accident that ended up with the shoulder getting dislocated, I was running an app that was really tracking my every run. And they're like, dude, how fast are you going? I was like, 32 miles an hour.
Wow. You ever consider marathons?
Yeah.
The 100-meter dash. Okay, so we have a criminals tried to steal a bunch of gold.
Again?
And they did it by shaping.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a great story.
And then painting them.
That's brilliant.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, God, come on.
Don't worry, the internet's fine. I got to start
running an ad blocker. Here, I'm going to share this image. I mean, this is great.
Yeah, they painted a bunch of gears gold and...
Yeah. They did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, they had a close up on one of the, yeah, here's the other one. Yeah. So yeah, like,
you can see like little scrapes, but
yeah, like,
pretty cool.
It's like,
if you didn't have reason to suspect, you're not going in there.
Well, actually, I think what gave it away is it was so much heavier. You know? Yeah. It's like, don't mess with weights and measures, man. Not like, in the shipping industry.
This gear is 15 pounds.
Yeah. And you know, I don't think it said it in the article, but my guess was that people were trying to avoid, yeah, it was taxes. In this case, Japan's 10% import tariff. Yeah.
I'm going to skip the Elon Musk story for a second, come back to it. We've got the hardest problem in computer science is centering things. This is just a funny story that is worth reading. It's basically, he talks about how centering things is pretty straightforward and then proceeds to show you literally web page after web page after web page after web page where somebody couldn't be bothered to center something that obviously is meant to be centered. And it's just really funny. Like, yeah, nothing, things are always off because, you know, fonts are like a slightly different size or you've got like some variable that didn't get taken. Like, how hard is it to center things? And nope. It's just everything's off-centered. And that's a funny page to me.
That is funny.
It
brings great joy.
We've also got kind of a creepy one. The CEO of LastPass apparently had his voice cloned by the AIs. And somebody used it then to try to call one of his employees and try to get some shenanigans. So we're definitely at that level now. Like, people are cloning voices and.
Well, it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
It really, you know, is. Just, you go to their YouTube channel, you download them yammering with their friends. Boom.
Yep. Yeah.
Virtual Robs.
Yep.
Yep. Or, you know, you'll get a call in the afternoon and be like, hey, Chris, this is Rob. Your social security card's been, your social security number's been used in crimes, I guess. But if you send me $50,
can you
in Apple gift cards?
Yeah, in Apple gift cards.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Also, can you send to my bank in Nigeria, please?
Yeah.
Remember when we were in middle school together? What was the name of that middle school again that we went to together? Man, I can't remember.
Now, what was the name of your dog?
Oh, I love your dog. That was such a cute dog. What was his name again? All right, we got a couple of Elon Musk stories. The first one.
What's your favorite kind of pizza? You know, for the United.
The first one is actually not that. I didn't think this one that weird. Elon Musk confirms that X is going to charge users to post.
So we're clumping together the Tesla and the Elon.
The two Elon stories, so we can make fun of Elon double hard.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help X.
No.
No.
But that said, like we talked back in the day about like all kinds of ideas, like just the idea of just having a credit card on file and then giving users like a score bonus for that on Slashdot, not even to charge you, but just to like, yeah, you're a legit human. You're not a bot. Like now, I don't know that that scales so well to 2024 because now there's services that'll just like your credit card will generate disposable credit card numbers for anybody. But back in the day, that would have been pretty effective. Just confirm if you have a credit card that would get rid of 100% of spam, at least. Might take some other stuff down along the way. But I can't imagine that works on Twitter.
Yeah.
I do love that they started giving free blue tick marks to people. And then the people were embarrassed about having the free blue tick mark, so they had to have a feature to turn off the free blue tick mark so they wouldn't be embarrassed about their free blue tick mark because they didn't want people to think that they paid Elon for their horrible experience. And the other Elon story is the Cybertruck. Apparently, if you run it through a car wash, it breaks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories about them rusting, about the brake pedal getting jammed.
Yeah, they just had a big recall, and they're like, yeah, they're going to need to glue something to something.
I've never seen one in Ann Arbor. I wonder if
we have one on here, local, and it is they're huge, dude.
I'd like to see one.
They're really big, you know. And the thing is, like the F-150s and all the rest, they're huge too. But it's like this one just looks kind of stupid.
Oh, what do you prefer for their new name? I've heard them referred to now as Wank Panzers, Panza. Also Incel Camino. Those are my two.
Incel Camino. That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with this car. Because the thing is, a real truck like a F-150 Lightning, it's actually kind of tempting because it's got a big bed and you can haul shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, that's legit. You know. And it's not like I'm going to take a truck on some big trip, you know? So
a lot of those big cars are not for hauling.
You can use it as a backup for your house.
They're just SUVs. That's all that is. Like most people, that's how they're driving, and they're not off-roading.
Yeah, it's true. They're not hauling.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, and it is what it is. Anyway, they rust. Ha ha.
That's the other thing. It's so... like the alloy they picked, it's like this balance between bendability, repeatability. But like, look at this thing. You can just look at it and that's a little off. That's a little off. It's like once you take a look at it,
I watched a video and
that's really messed up. And what's the stain?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that was the thing is that I saw a video where a guy was reviewing it, and it was just the area by the door handle. You don't open it by grabbing it. You press a button and it pops open, but then you have to grab it, and the whole edge is just covered
in nonsense. Yeah,
it's so gross looking.
Well, I mean, I just this morning. So I start my mornings usually by cleaning up the kitchen completely, and then making breakfast and other things for the children, and my spouse making our coffee, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like one of the things I do on the regular is I clean the stainless steel fridge because it's got gunk on it.
Yep,
and I'm like, I cannot picture having a car like this. It would drive me up the wall.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, the DeLoreans, it's funny because like a couple of the car channels that I follow, they're like, you know, I'm going to go and have it regrained, and like they'll resand it and it looks gorgeous, you know? But yeah, it's like this one, it's just like no regraining is going to help you, bud. You know, when it's this bad of a corrosion target. So don't wash your car, but make sure you clean off any bird poop or sap or, you know, when somebody looks at the car and spits on it because they're disgusted by it, make sure you clean that spit up fast before it eats away at the finish.
Permanent.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because like when you wrap them, they look like 10 times better, you know,
media. I'm 5 episodes into Fallout and loving it.
Yeah, I'm like 3. It's really good, you know?
Yeah. So what's weird for me is I think my least favorite character is the ghoul so far.
Oh, really? I love him. The Goggins.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great actor, but it's not a great role, you know?
And it seems a little cheap so far to me. Like,
How many episodes in are you?
I think 4.
So you've seen, like, his backstory?
I just finished the episode where he's doing a commercial for Volta.
Gotcha. Yeah. That Kat and I were actually talking about that. We're both all in on the Goggins and enjoying him tremendously. But something I've definitely noticed is that the show is getting really good about only holding two plot lines kind of in each episode, which I've really been appreciating. But the bad thing is, like, so we just watched episode 5 and there's no Goggins in it.
What?
I know. Yeah. But so you're going back and forth between the vault and the vault mystery and Lucy's exploration. But when they had three plot lines, I realized that's kind of my problem now. Like, if you have three plot lines in a show, that's too many for a 50-minute TV show to, like, do service for me anyway most of the time. And yeah, this show's doing a really good job of keeping the pace.
I really like the Brotherhood of Steel storyline because that's a kind of cool idea anyway.
Yeah.
I like how they do it. I really like the vault stuff. I like how wide-eyed and naive she is, and they play it in a great way.
Yeah.
She's really naive, but she's also well-trained. Yeah. You know, it's
exactly.
Like, right. She's not stupid. No. She just like, really? This is how you think shit's going to work up here?
Tonally, the ghoul just seems a little bit over the top to me compared to the other ones. Like, it's a little bit of a caricature.
Yeah,
I know it's going to sound weird to say it's not as realistic, you know, but that.
Well, has he said smooth skin once?
Yeah.
Like when. Oh, they do. OK. Yeah.
I really enjoy, though, the little teeny bits through it. Like they have, you know, they basically explain how she has skills.
Yeah.
They basically go over skill trees. Right.
Yeah.
They have all the food items in it that you find. They have all the cleaners that you find. Great. And I just, was it the last one is the one where they have they meet the medical robot,
Mr. Handy.
Mr. Handy,
and voiced brilliantly. I love it.
Who voiced him?
I actually have to bring this up.
Let's not say it. You'll be very surprised.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, you won't, Clem Fandango.
You blew it. You blew the surprise.
That'll be so much fun.
Since the moment I heard his voice, I've been wanting to say Clem Fandango to Chris.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. Which brings me to the video.
Which is all robots in cartoons should be voiced by Matt Berry. Because he did a voice on Star Wars.
He did. I didn't know it.
Yeah, he was some rando robot. There's just Matt Berry should be all the voices.
Yeah, for sure.
I love Matt Berry. Is there anything else worthy of media attention?
Nope.
There's a movie coming out this weekend that I almost want to go see in the theater called Abigail. It's I think the director of Ready or Not, it stars the guy who played Legion, it's like a little girl vampire story, apparently it's like a horror comedy.
I saw a trailer for the new M. Night Shyamalan movie Trap.
Okay.
It actually looks all right. It looks kind of fun. It's about you know,
guy gets caught in a box when he goes to get a piece of birthday cake, and then the box falls on him.
No, it starts. A guy is going to like a Taylor Swift type concert with his daughter, and he goes out and he notices like there's a lot of cops and stuff, and so he asks like a hot dog vendor. He's like, "What the hell's going on?" Like, they've caught the butcher. He's in the building, so they're checking everyone on the way out so they can find him. You know, and of course he's the butcher, right? So it's like, they tell you this in the trailer. I'm not like. Trap, you know. So
actually, I still watch every looks pretty fun. Shyamalan movie. I watch them
sure.
all.
Sure.
I've seen a number of them. And that's all I'm going to go with. They're not all good. There was one where the trees were killing people.
Yeah, the event, is that what that was called? Or the happening?
Yeah.
The happening, yeah. Which I had previously heard of. Because there's in one of the B-side parts of Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, they go, happening, ho, 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 ho. And what it is I guess that's what you say back then in Britain when you have to go to the bathroom and there's a line and you're going to poop yourself otherwise.
It's happening.
So when I thought, when I saw this movie, The Happening, I figured it was about people who were on the verge.
Continents and stuff.
Yeah, incontinence, bowel movements.
Gross.
You know, gastrointestinal health.
Sure.
But instead it ended up being grosser because it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, trees making us kill ourselves and each other.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
All right.
I don't know if I shared this with you guys, but going around the internet, there's a budget breakdown for the M. Night Shyamalan movie of The Village. And it's actually really interesting because it's like 30 pages long. And it's like, if you ever were wondering, like, what do all the big name actors get? What do the no name actors get? Like, how much do they set aside for cameras, for film, for developing film? You can, like, all of the numbers are there. It's really interesting. I don't know. Worth a read. If you know, you like big spreadsheets of numbers.
And who doesn't, really? Who
doesn't like math, guys?
We've got big numbers. We've got even bigger numbers.
And don't forget teeny tiny numbers.
I've got big numbers, and again, not live.
All right, with all that math fun, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. Rob Roseboom.
Goodbye.
Chris DeBona.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
That was episode 832 of Geeks in Space. I was Rob Commander Taco Malda, and I will see you next time, Clem Fandango.